Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Welcome to the podcast for the week of October 26th. Well, very strong full moon coming up. A short poem I'll give you at the end of this podcast challenges us. The first line is, "We would rather be ruined than changed." Think about that. We are just about a week away from the election in the United States. There is so much inner and outer chaos, and anything can happen. The big highlight for this week astrologically is the full moon on October 31st, Halloween, at 7:49 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This is called a blue moon. It's the second full moon of October. We began with a powerful full moon at the beginning of October that linked with Chiron, the asteroid connected to the archetype of the wounded healer, the shapeshifter, and it catalyzed us to really be looking at the deep wounds that we carry and how could we heal them individually and collectively. Now, this full moon on October 31st, Halloween, the moon is exactly conjunct the planet Uranus, which is the maverick archetype. Anything can happen with Uranus. Its energy archetypally is to blow apart the status quo, to wake us up, to help us free ourselves. And when Uranus is really active in a cycle, there's a sense of the rug pulled up from under us, but there's also a sense of blowing out the cages. It could be a breakthrough, it could be a breakdown. And the moon is about our instinctive nurturer and how we feed ourselves emotionally and how we feed others. Now, the moon and Uranus are both in the sign of Taurus, which is a grounded earth sign that wants stability. This is a really challenging time for all of us. Uranus has been in the sign of Taurus since May of 2018 and will continue to travel through that sign until April of 2026. We are in so many big cycles of collective and personal change, and this is just one of them. The 8-year period of Uranus moving through Taurus says archetypally we're being called to deeply awaken and, as mavericks, change radically how we deal with security, stability, territory, Taurus. What really are my resources? Where am I hoarding? Where am I holding on? Where am I caught in deep fear and pain of losing? This is, all of us are struggling with this. And yet Uranus says your resources are not what you think they are. They're much different. Open yourself up. Recognize your own self-resiliency. Recognize your own resourcefulness. And at the full moon, the sun and the moon are opposite each other. So where Uranus and the moon are together with this big emotional awakening breakthrough, breakdown possibly around security and stability and also resources, the sun is opposite in the sign of Scorpio, which is a deep water sign of change and transformation. The sun is the hero-heroine archetype. It's the part of ourselves that's connected to our identity and shining who we are. Scorpio wants realness. Scorpio wants to cut the bullshit, wants to get to the heart of the matter. And in its wounded side, Scorpio can get caught in trauma drama, resentful manipulation. So bottom line, full moon, huge full moon, second blue moon of the month, under Halloween, which is on a cultural level a fun kind of party holiday, and yet in the deep ancient earth-based traditions, it's Samhain. It's the Day of the Dead. It's where we honor our ancestors and we recognize the veils are thin between consensus reality world and the spirit world. The holiness of Samhain and Halloween is actually about calling on the strength of our ancestors, feeling them, their healed power at our back, their prayers at our back, and recognizing that we too will die at some point. So Samhain Halloween actually isn't about fear and boogeymen and ghosts in a negative way. It's about the deep truth of impermanence and letting go and trusting the cyclic process and going deeper into transformation. So the full moon gives us the blessing and the potential prayer of manifestation that we radically change where we've been feeling our security bases. And in terms of the U.S. election, anything could happen. Anything could happen, no matter what your political persuasion is. But the bottom line for you, for us on an individual level, is be emotionally ready and able to make radical change. Let go of your entrenched ways of trying to hold on security. If COVID hasn't taught you that, if this crazy election cycle hasn't taught you that, if the huge upheavals of real social justice demands haven't taught you that, then this full moon will help you. So be in the truth of your being, Scorpio. Have the emotional courage to make the radical changes you need to make. And again, vote. Do not step away from your responsibility as a citizen. And then finally, November 1st, on All Souls Day, we have the second of three Mercury square Saturn cycles. Mercury is retrograde now, about to go forward in its orbit on Election Day, and it is 90 degrees away from Saturn. Mercury is the communicator, bridge maker, archetype. It has to do with how we think and the stories we tell ourselves. It's been retrograde for about 3 weeks, and it's calling us to change our stories of what fairness, it's been in Libra and in Scorpio, fairness and truth-telling is about. What's really fair for everybody? And cut the BS. Tell the truth to yourself. Squaring means there's tension with Saturn. Saturn is the structure maker, responsible one. On a challenging side, it's our inner critic, it's our fear-based control freak. On a positive side, Saturn is the empowered, responsible one of us who really stewards our lives. So Mercury square Saturn is at 27 degrees of Libra Capricorn on November 1st. It's asking us to have the tension of relationships, Libra. What do I need to say? How do I need to express myself to keep things fair and balanced, with the tension of Saturn and Capricorn asking us to have impeccability, to have to take up our authority appropriately, and to think about what we need to speak and express. This Mercury square Saturn cycle has been happening since September 23rd and will finish on November 6th. So it's been a three-week period, or almost three-week period, of having to reassess our thoughts. And what really is my responsibility? And particularly if you put the lens on it with the United States, your responsibility is to vote. How many of us are going to get in everybody's face and say, step up, do your responsible adult part, and speak your mind? What's important to you? How would you balance this country? How would you bring justice to this country? So well, there's my soapbox, like so many. And then finally, I want to invite you. I made a podcast 2 years ago for the midterm elections in 2018, where I talked about 2020 and the key cycles of 2020 that are so transformative on a collective and personal level, as well as two key cycles that the United States is moving into in the next couple of years. I put it back up on the website. I invite you to go listen to it. It's a little bit more technical, but it definitely talks about some of the key astrological cycles of these times and gives you, as always, that sense with astrology. You're not crazy. You're astrologically sensitive, and you're picking up on these energies. So the bottom line is, in this week, work with that full moon. Let go of what needs to die. Have the courage to change on a radical level inside. So then you can help make radical changes on the outside that will contribute to the good of all beings. And call on the support of your beloved ancestors. Call on the invisible ones to support you individually, your family, and our world. Very much so. So I leave you with this challenging poem from W.H. Auden. Very short, and really aligns with the moon Uranus maverick change energy. He says, "We would rather be ruined than changed. We would rather die in our dread than climb the cross of the moment and let our illusions die. So, dear ones, may you have the courage to climb the cross of the moment and let your illusions die and let yourself and the world be changed. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Check out my YouTube channel, Transformation Journey Roadmap. There's a link to it on the astrologyalchemy.com website on the About page. I'm putting all kinds of resources up for my people. Bless your journey, dear ones. Bless your journey. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.